Hello, Awe Islanders. If you want more Awe Island content, check out our Patreon memberships at patreon.com/Awe Island. You can get access to the whole Awe Island library, ad-free episodes, and much more. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. And now, it's time for a relaxing meditation and a new story.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth. Imagining you are breathing fire, like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Now imagine you are a bright, shimmering star in the night sky. The universe surrounds you with loving energy that circles all around your body. Feel the warmth of that energy in your feet, moving up through your legs, chest, and back, and then out through your arms, hands, neck, and head. The energy flows within you, and you feel strong and safe and loved. Take another deep dragon breath, in and out. As you twinkle in the darkness, your whole body shares your loving light with the universe. You send your energy outward to the other stars in the sky. They send their light back to you, strengthening you. Together, you light up the universe. As you radiate energy and light, let's take one last deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Astronaut Dragon. Even though it was the weekend, Callie woke up especially early. Today, she was going to play at her best friend Anora's house. Callie and Anora had a lot in common. They both loved playing what they called imagination stories, where they would make up a story, then act it out. Sometimes, they were adventurers exploring a new land. Other times, they pretended to be geologists, making discoveries about the planet. And other times, they pretended to be veterinarians, taking care of their stuffies as if they were real animals needing treatment. The best part of playing imagination stories is they could pretend to be anything they wanted to. On this day, Anora told Callie she had also invited another friend, a new friend that Callie had never met. When Callie had asked who the friend was, Honora said it was Dragon. Having lived on Awe Island for some time now, Callie had seen Dragon flying overhead in the sky, but had never actually met Dragon up close. Generally, Callie felt shy about meeting new friends, but Honora had spoken so nicely about Dragon that Callie felt more excited than shy. She was ready to meet Dragon. She hopped out of bed, hastily threw her comforter over her pillows, and went into the bathroom and brushed her teeth. Then she went to her dresser and picked out one of her favorite shirts and a pair of jeans and got dressed. Finally, Callie went back into the bathroom and carefully brushed her straight black hair. She liked having a bob haircut that just brushed the top of her shoulders. It made it easy to brush out any tangles. As soon as she was ready, Callie bounded out of her bedroom and into the kitchen, where her dad, June, was making breakfast. "Good morning, Calliope," her dad said. Callie liked when her dad used her full name. "Good morning," Callie replied cheerfully. "I'm ready to go to Honora's house," she announced confidently. June chuckled at his daughter's enthusiasm. "We'll go soon," he promised. "But first, a little breakfast is in order." Callie nodded. "Can I have peanut butter toast?" Callie asked. "Of course," Mr. Kim replied, as he placed a plate with a piece of peanut butter toast in front of his daughter. "Daddy, how did you know that's what I would choose?" she asked curiously. Mr. Kim replied, "Because that's what you always choose, my dear Calliope." Callie nodded and giggled. Her dad knew her so well. Peanut butter toast was indeed her favorite. As soon as breakfast was done, June and Callie walked across the street to Honora's house. Callie liked ringing Honora's doorbell. It played a happy little song. Soon, Callie heard footsteps and the door opened. Mrs. Lewis, Honora's mom, greeted father and daughter as Honora came running to the door also. "Hi, Callie," she happily greeted her friend. "Hi, Honora," Callie replied. "Mom, can we play in the backyard on the patio?" "We'll stay where you can see us from the window," Honora asked her mom. Mrs. Lewis nodded and the girls raced off. "I'll see you in a few hours, Callie," Mr. Kim noted before saying goodbye to Mrs. Lewis and heading back home. Once on the patio in the backyard, Callie said, "I had an idea for a new imagination story we could play." Honora's eyes sparkled in anticipation. "Yes," she said. "What's the idea?" "Well, is Dragon still coming today?" Callie asked. "Yes," Honora replied, "although I'm not sure exactly when. I don't think Dragon tells time the way we do," she noted. Callie nodded. She said, "Well, okay. I was thinking we could pretend the patio is a space station and we are astronauts. We've flown into a part of outer space that nobody has ever flown to before. So we need to create a map of what we see." "That's a great idea, Callie," Honora replied. The two friends immediately got to work, acting out their imagination story. They sat on the patio, back to back, with legs crossed in front of themselves, and their hands making a circle in front of each of their faces, as if they were observing outer space through a porthole. "I bet we will find new constellations to name," Callie noted. Callie loved constellations, groups of stars that formed a picture. "Astronaut Honora, what do you see?" Callie called out. I see a new constellation with stars making an arc, like a rainbow, Honora noted. I think we should call it Andromedus Rainbowus. A good name, Callie replied in a serious tone. Astronaut Callie, what do you see? Honora said with great formality. I see a new constellation, too, Callie noted. It looks like a circle with a stick coming out of one side, like a lollipop. I think we should name it Andromedus Lollipopus, Callie noted. Agreed, Honora replied formally, before the two girls burst into a fit of laughter. Let's start our map so we can show the rest of the world what we found, Honora suggested. Okay, Callie agreed. The girls gathered some of the decorative white stones that surrounded the patio. The white stones would make perfect stars when laid out on the dark wood of the patio. Callie laid out enough stones to look like a lollipop, while Honora created a perfect arc of stones to look like a rainbow. Being astronauts is so much fun, Callie sighed, as the two girls observed their own handiwork. Just then, both girls heard a quiet footstep from behind them. They turned, and there was Dragon, smiling and waving. Callie's eyebrows raised in surprise. She had assumed Dragon would be much bigger than her, but instead, Dragon was her size. Dragon had bright, friendly eyes, floppy ears, a big smile, and a cute tail with a heart at the tip. Hi, Dragon, Honora greeted the friendly dragon. This is Callie. She moved to Awe Island a little while ago. Dragon nodded and waved enthusiastically at Callie. Callie waved back. Hi, Dragon. It's nice to meet you, said Callie. She wondered why Dragon didn't speak. Callie thought the dragon must communicate in other ways instead. We're playing an imagination story. We are pretending to be astronauts in a new part of outer space, Honora said to Dragon. So far, we've discovered two constellations, Andromedus Rainbowus and Andromedus Lollipopus. Honora further explained, pointing to the stone drawings they had laid out on the patio. Can you help us find a third constellation? Honora asked Dragon. Dragon nodded seriously. The two girls put their hands up in a circle in front of their faces again, as if they were looking through a porthole into outer space. Dragon did the same. After all three looked for a moment, Dragon tapped on the patio urgently. I think Astronaut Dragon has found a new constellation, Callie exclaimed. Dragon nodded. What did you find, Astronaut Dragon? Honora asked. Dragon gathered up some of the white stones and began to form a picture with them on the patio. The girls watched with great curiosity as the image of an acorn took shape. Andromedus Acornus, Callie and Honora noted in unison. Dragon nodded happily. As the trio admired the image of the new constellation, the patio door slid open, and Mrs. Lewis appeared with a bowl of strawberries. Her eyebrows raised in surprise at the sight of Dragon. Well, hello there, she said warmly. You must be Dragon. Honora told me a lot about you. Dragon smiled up at Mrs. Lewis and waved enthusiastically. I brought some strawberries for sharing. Do you like strawberries, Dragon? Mrs. Lewis asked. Dragon nodded. The trio sat on the patio, legs crossed, with the bowl of strawberries in the middle. Dragon formed the shape of a heart with their front paws to say thank you to Mrs. Lewis. You're welcome, Dragon. I'm so glad to finally meet you, Mrs. Lewis noted before going back inside. The three friends munched on the delicious strawberries. "I wonder if they have strawberries in outer space," Callie mused. Dragon shrugged uncertainly. "I don't think so," Honora replied. After they finished sharing the bowl of strawberries, Dragon got up and pointed towards the forest. It was time for Dragon to go home. Wings outstretched, Dragon took off into the air, waving at the two girls. Callie and Honora waved back. "I like Dragon," Callie said to Honora. "Me too," Honora agreed. Just then, Mrs. Lewis opened the door to the patio. Mr. Kim was with her. "It's time to clean up, girls," she said. "Callie's dad is here." The girls quickly showed both parents their stone constellations before picking up the white stones and putting them back where they found them. "Thanks for inviting me over," Callie said to Honora and Mrs. Lewis. "You're welcome," replied mother and daughter together. Callie and her dad walked around the side of the yard and hand in hand crossed the street to their home. Later that evening, as she laid in bed, ready to go to sleep, Callie thought about the wonderful day. She'd had such fun playing with Honora, and she had finally met Dragon. Callie snuggled into her blankets, feeling very happy. Her mind began to quiet as she thought about everything she was grateful for. Callie was grateful to live on Awe Island with all the friendly people in the town and the interesting creatures of the forest. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Callie also felt grateful to have finally met Dragon. She smiled to herself, recalling the surprise that Dragon was the same size as Callie. Callie took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Most of all, Callie was grateful for her best friend, Honora. She had so much fun playing imagination games with Honora. Callie hugged her pillow and then relaxed, taking one last deep dragon breath in and out. Callie closed her eyes and fell asleep, dreaming of the next imagination game she would play with Honora. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.